just the roost.
Okay. Was there been called a coop? Chicken coop?
No, a chicken coop in this country would be in a little building, just large enough maybe for one or two setting hens or something like that. And
so if you didn't have a lot, it would just be for a small number?
Just to, set a whole hen in to hatch chickens or something like that with a chicken coop.
Okay. The next to the barn, was there a place where you could keep cows or cows?
Corral.
A what?
Corral.
Okay. Were there, was that where you primarily would keep horses and cows?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was usually near the barn?
Yeah. Usually always connected to the barn.
Okay. And why did you keep them there? Was that just a holding?
Yeah, usually the horses you kept there were horses that you're going to use, like the next day or that day. And otherwise, you turn them out so they could eat out in the pasture. And the cows, you'd bring them into the corrals to brand or dehorn or vaccinate or something like that. Otherwise, you had to leave them out to eat. But usually in the corrals, well, if you had bad weather, you could feed them in the corrals. If you had large enough corrals or not too many cattle.
Okay.
But usually they were used for stock you were going to do something with the next day or so.
Okay. An area where you were growing, say, corn or something would be called a what?
A field.
Okay. And you said y'all... No, let me ask you this. How many cattle did y'all have when you were young? I mean, I'm trying to get a sense of how big the farm was.
When I was growing up, at first we just had like two milk cows. Then later, here we had like 30.
Okay.
And my uncles down the ranch, they had to have like, I'd say between 800 and 1,000.
Okay. How many, hogs did y'all have? Just a couple?
How many what?
Hogs or pigs?
Yeah, usually. Now, I think the most hogs I ever had was like 8, something like that.
How many acres was this place, this farm?
Here was 160, and then we rented 320.
Okay. Okay, so pretty big size.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good size. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you what did you feed the hogs?
Well, back in those days, you fed them what we called slop.
Okay.
And that would have been scraps from the table, and also you soaked barley, soaked grain, stuff like that. Well, later on, you were forbidden to feed hogs what we called slop, from the slop pail. But you fed them some grain. Some people fed them dry grain, but most people soaked their grain to feed hogs.
The slop, you brought that out from the house in a what?
In a slop bucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do growing up. I was wondering if you had anything like a corn crib.
We didn't, but a lot of people around here did have corn cribs, and it was made out of this lath. In fact, that's what we call the lath that's up in rolls. We call it corn cribbing.
Okay. Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you about a couple of, some instruments you might find on a farm. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Of a go devil?
Is that a word that's familiar to you?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I can't recall what it is right now.
Okay. If I say it was some sort of like maybe a cultivator or a butt grate, does that sound familiar?
No, I don't associate it with that.
Okay, that's fine. The thing that you would put over a horse's mouth to feed it would be a
muzzle?
Would you call it a feed bag or a...
Yeah, I think they did call them feed bags. However, those weren't hardly ever used around here.
Okay.
They would bring the horses into the barn, and they had stalls with a feed box. You
know, okay.
Stalls with hay and a feed box on one side for grain.
Okay. And the thing that the ranchers would use to rope cattle with?
A lasso.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a lariat?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. And I guess in the old days...